Philadelphia has a major new pianist in residence, Sarah Davis Buchner, who was recently named faculty pianist at Temple University. The Philadelphia Inquirer's David Patrick Stearns discovered in her a manifesto for artistic survival.
What happens to young pianists after they've triumphed in competitions from Queen Elizabeth in Belgium to Van Cliburn in Texas? Some become famous and live on tour. Some disappear, sadly. Sarah Davis Buchner, who made all of those rounds when younger, inhabits a healthier in-between zone.
Well, the burnout factor is quick, but I knew Cliburn. That was the first musician I ever met who was really, he was just burned out. How many times he must have sat down to play the Tchaikovsky concerto?
Buchner's teacher, Rudolf Kushny, made her find something new in every performance. She goes one better. She seems to play different pieces in every concert. Her repertoire encompasses more than 80 major concertos.
I don't like niches very much, and I think I kind of trust my nose to take me places where it wants to go. And since earliest childhood, it was always Mozart, and it was Czech music for a while, and sometimes ragtime and the music of the Gershwin era. But right now, I just present myself as who I am and see who comes calling, who finds it interesting.
One point of fascination and possible confusion began some 20 years ago when she began her transition from David Buchner to Sarah Davis Buchner. Performance opportunities dried up for a while. Friends didn't return phone calls. Other places were more welcoming, such as Canada, China, and especially Japan. Now re-established in America, she cuts a singular profile with her voluminous blonde hair, but has retained her taste for baseball and cigars.
Would you like one? I don't think you smoke at all. You're right.
But seriously.
I remember reading books about, you know, transgender books when I was transitioning, but, you know, well, women speak a little quieter and tend to nod a lot and, you know, agree. And, you know, I thought, why do I want to learn that kind of codified nonsense? That's silly.
And artistically irrelevant, since music transcends pronouns.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.